This is an addendum to a book, a little excerpt, page 43, Friday, January 25th. I may have told this story before, but I better say it anyway, just in case I haven't. But it was commenting on at the bottom of this page. The film was exposed between 3 o'clock and 5:30, but in between there, I went flying and successfully achieved a snap roll at 4:30 p.m. So this was an aerobat, a Cessna 152 aerobat, which had stronger wings so that it would stand aerobatic. And in January in Wisconsin, with the colder temperature, it was all very an enjoyable airplane to fly because it had lots of power with it being cold. But the snap rolls were being executed by myself with the help of an instruction book that I used to carry with me, written by a person whose name I don't immediately remember, but it'll come back to me. The story of this is that sometime later I went to the airplane, in my airplane at that time, Cessna 172, to visit a friend in West Virginia, and the weather was rather poor, but he, my friend and collaborator, whom we will come across in due course, I'd been invited with Nebuyo to visit Walter Nance in West Virginia at his at a place that he, I don't really know, his home or a cottage, I've forgotten that. But anyway, part of the scheme was to visit with a pilot, a friend, and we got talking about various things, and I said that I'd been carrying out various aerobatic maneuvers using a book that I'd found a great deal of help, and he got a bigger and bigger grin on his face, and then eventually said yes, and I wrote that book. So it was an enjoyable occasion, so I was using his book in this at that time, and now I'll find his name momentarily. His name was Bill Kershner, and he was famous for this book and for his training of people in spin recoveries. That many people were very quite, even now, frightened of spinning an aircraft, and if the aircraft is certificated for spins, then it's a part of training which it's wise to carry out, although that even that is debated, because some of that has been taken out of the requirements of flight training because too many accidents occurred during the training, it's a debatable item, although I used to enjoy teaching my glider pilots to spin in the Blahnik, because it was a very safe aircraft to spin.